Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Find out more about the role of the Pesticides Control Authority PCA on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Pesticides are not just chemical substances used to kill pests. They include elements that repel or attract a pest.
Things that make a pesticide work better is also considered a pesticide, even though in itself it doesn't kill anything.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. Pesticides also play an important role in agricultural production as part of efforts to boost production, productivity, and the appearance of agricultural produce.
Rural Agriculture Development Authority for many years working very closely with Pesticide Control Authority to ensure that agriculture production, which is taking place in farmers' fields and urban areas as well, addressing the issues of food safety and safe and effective use of pesticides.
Acting Principal Director, Technical Services, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Marina Young. The Pesticides Control Authority, PCA, is a statutory body within the Ministry of Health, governed by the Pesticides Act of 1975. The authority regulates the importation, manufacture, sale, use, and disposal of pesticide to safeguard the environment as well as the health of citizens. The PCA is responsible for carrying out the following functions: registering pesticides, licensing persons to import or manufacture registered pesticides, authorizing persons to sell restricted pesticides, registering premises in which a restricted pesticide may be sold, pesticides analysis, and licensing pest control operators.
So the authority therefore has to, in its regulatory function, manage the user friendliness of pesticides, so it has to determine what makes up these substances that are used for pest control, determine based on the composition or the content of these substances, what are the conditions under which they are to be used to ensure that they are safely administered.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. For more information, visit the Pesticides Control Authority's website at caribpesticides.net or call 922-2829. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, a two-day biological pest management lecture focusing on biological control for tropical pests will be held on September 7 at the University of Technology starting at 3:15 p.m. in room LT50 and September 10 at the Source Farm Foundation in St. Thomas starting at 9 a.m. For reservations and or queries, call 982-0746. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't tap bird from fly over your head, but you can tap him from make nest in there. Translation: you cannot prevent a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from making a nest in it. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you will meet and have dealings with people of questionable character, but it is you who ultimately determines who becomes your friend. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.